And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of April 15th. Lots of Elvis news this week. In 1956, he was filming his Hollywood screen test, and it was a scene from the movie The Rainmaker. In 1960, he recorded a TV special along with Frank Sinatra. It was called Welcome Home, Elvis, and it was shot in Miami, Florida. Elvis sang Heartbreak Hotel and Blue Suede Shoes on the Milton Berle TV show live from the deck of the USS Hancock in San Diego this week in 1956. His movie It Happened at the World's Fair opened in Los Angeles in 63 and nationally a week later. Let's see. The Woodstock movie premiered this week in Hollywood, California, 1970. Steve Winwood left the Spencer Davis Group and formed Traffic this week in 1967. The BBC in England banned the Coasters record Charlie Brown over its reference to Spitballs, a ban that it lifted 2 weeks later when the song became a hit with or without them in 1959. Janis Joplin held a reunion concert with Big Brother and the Holding Company in San Francisco this week in 1970. High Hopes, a song from the movie A Hole in the Head, won the Academy Award for Best Original Song this week in 1960. The Searchers made their U.S. TV debut on The Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. The Russian newspaper Pravda warned communist youth about the dangers of doing the twist this week in 1962. The Rolling Stones label with the infamous Lips debuted this week in 1971. And in 74, ladies and gentlemen, the Rolling Stones movie premiered in New York. Now, in 62, Mick Jagger and Keith Richards met Brian Jones for the first time at a London jazz club. Ritchie Blackmore left Deep Purple and formed Rainbow this week in 1975. In 1970, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid won the Academy Award for Best Original Song. The Platters made their national TV debut on the Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey stage show. Freddie Cannon's Tallahassee Lassie single was released this week in 1959. In 2008, a British court ruled that Procol Harum organist Matthew Fisher waited too long to sue over composer credits for A Whiter Shade of Pale, and that decision overturned a lower court ruling. This week in 1968, James Brown made a nationally televised appeal for calm in the wake of the assassination of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. Bob Dylan was awarded an honorary Pulitzer Prize for his impact on music and culture this week in 2008. In the studio, Troy Schondell recorded This Time. The Beatles finished recording Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band in 67. The Beach Boys cut I Get Around in 64. And Brian Wilson got so fed up during the recording session with all of his father's criticism that he fired him as their manager. Freddie and the Dreamers recorded Do the Freddie in 65. Johnny Cash cut I Walk the Line in 56. Elvis recorded both It's Now or Never and Are You Lonesome Tonight this week in 1960. Earl Grant recorded At the End of a Rainbow in 58. The Beach Boys were back in the studio in 1965 recording California Girls. The Kingsmen cut Louie Louie in 63. Also in 63, Bobby Darin recorded 18 Yellow Roses. Marty Robbins cut El Paso in 59, and Connie Francis recorded Everybody's Somebody's Fool this week in 1960. Birthdays, Rudolph Isley from the Isley Brothers is 79, and Debbie Reynolds born this week in 1932. Phil Margo from the Tokens is 75, Frank Gehry 76, Marvin Gaye born this week in 1939. Leon Russell was born in 1941. Jan Berry from Jan and Dean, born in 1941 as well. Billy Joe Royal is turning 77. Tony Orlando is 75. Wayne Newton is also 77 this week. Our senior citizen appears to me to be Doris Day, who's turning 96 this week. Jeff Barry, what a great songwriter, along with Ellie Greenwich and a member of the group The Raindrops, is having a birthday. He's 81. Don Gibson, born in 28. Major Lance, born in 1941. Hugh Masekela, born in 1939. Michael Parks is turning 80. Chris Jensen, 76. Margot Sylvia from the Toon Weavers, born in 1936. Crispy in St. Peter's, born in 44. Billy Bland is turning 86. Tony Williams from the Platters, born in 1928. Agnetha Faltskog from ABBA, 68. British producer, the late producer, Joe Meek, born in 1929. Bobby Bear is 80. John Oates from Hall & Oates is 69. Janiceen turned 67 this week. Percy Faith is born 1908. Charlie Thomas from the Drifters is 81. Carol Douglas turns 70. And Mongo Santa Maria, born this week in 1923. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of April 15th. Sorry, April 1st, rather. For any late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.